I'm George Walker. The IU Department of Theater, Drama, and Contemporary Dance presents Titus Andronicus by Shakespeare. It'll be in the traditional Ruth Ann Halls Theater. And our guest is Jenny McKnight, who's listed as the intimacy coach. The term intimacy coach is a new one on the playbills at the IU
Yes.
Theater, and the IU Theater very much in tune with developments in theater and also a teaching institution. Where does it come from?
It is a fairly new initiative that, in all honesty, was sort of propelled by the Me Too movement and in Chicago, the Not in Our House movement, where, you know, historically, intimacy has not been afforded the same amount of attention that fights often have. A director would never think of going into a production and just allowing the actors to create their own moments of violence. It's unsafe, and it doesn't result in good work. However, for many years, generations, decades, centuries, actors have been given the responsibility of creating their own intimate moments. So this is a way of taking the onus off the actors and putting it on an outside eye. One of the first and most important things that I do in this process is I establish the parameters. And these are the guidelines. This is how we're going to work. And then every time you do this moment of intimacy, it needs to be consistent. And that just gives the actors freedom within those parameters to explore and continue to do their work, but also feel secure in the knowledge that things won't get out of hand, that people won't be taking undue liberties, or that they won't be surprised during a performance by something that was not rehearsed.
We first saw the title Intimacy Coach on a preceding production, and that was called The Goat, or Who is Sylvia? This is a little different story. How does an intimacy coach work with a dark drama where there's a fair amount of torture and violence?
Yes, I think one of the big themes that this particular production is exploring is the idea of gender and sexual politics and how those are used to create different factions within the world of the play. Some of that happens through violence, but some of that sort of political power play happens through sexual and gender politics. That's where I come in. There are two women in the play, Lavinia and Tamara, who are used as pawns by the men in the play, but also by each other. We want to make sure that although those themes of sexual, gender, violence, and politics are highlighted, we still want our actors to feel very safe. And we want to make sure that everything we're doing in terms of romantic or sexual intimacy in the play is done in a manner that's respectful and that the actors feel comfortable with what they're being asked to do.
Now, I understand that the actors should feel comfortable. How is that reflected in the audience experience?
Well, that's a great question. There's nothing more awkward than sitting in an audience and knowing that the actors don't feel comfortable, particularly in a moment of extreme intimacy when they have to be very close to one another. And the storytelling suffers. The actor's comfort is our primary goal, but it also is reflected in the security that they feel on stage. So part of my job is to make sure that the actors feel so comfortable that they're able to tell a story fully without thinking about anything other than the moment and the truthfulness of that moment.
Is there sort of a middle ground where some of your insights and some of your help to inform the actors' performances?
I think it kind of works in reverse. I am there to listen to the director and his vision for the play, also to listen to the actors and what they feel their characters would be doing, experiencing, thinking in a particular scene, and then to make sure that all of those voices sort of come together in a moment that's truthful and that tells the story appropriately.
Jenny McKnight, an IU faculty member in the Department of Theater, Drama, and Contemporary Dance, and the intimacy coach for the production of Titus Andronicus. It'll be in the Ruth Ann Halls Theater, January 18th through the 26th. I'm George Walker.